Money is always a big factor in political discussions. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Primo, professor of political science and business administration at the University of Rochester, wonders if our fears are overblown.
When you ask Americans what they think about money and politics, they don't hold back. In the midst of the 2016 election, we surveyed a nationally representative group of Americans. A large majority agreed that elections are for sale to the highest bidder, that political contributions are like bribes, that the system is corrupt, and that major reforms are needed to restore the integrity of American democracy. It's not surprising that Americans believe the political system is rotten to the core. After all, that's the message they receive from the media, politicians, reform groups, and scholars. Yet, in our surveys, Americans are skeptical that campaign finance reform would reduce corruption in any meaningful way. Why is that? Well, our research shows that concerns about money in politics are less about discomfort with campaign finance, and instead reflect a deeper cynicism about politicians. Americans view all manner of conventional political behavior, like trying to secure favorable media coverage, through a hyper-partisan lens that assigns corrupt motives to members of the opposing party. Opinions about money in politics are also shaped by partisanship. For instance, Democrats are much more willing to protect corporate political speech when the brand doing the talking is Ben & Jerry's, as opposed to ExxonMobil. What's more, our statistical analysis of state-level reforms shows that changes in campaign finance rules have had virtually no effect on the public's faith in government. That's contrary to the promises of reformers and challenges the assumptions behind decades of U.S. Supreme Court rulings upholding the regulation of money in politics. Campaign finance reform efforts are based on the belief that limiting money in politics will cure what ails American democracy. Our research shows that belief is mistaken.
That was David Primo of the University of Rochester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.